I have nieces and nephews who are graduating from college, and they have this enormous student debt. They're coming into the world of work, often at lower paying jobs than the degree you would think would bring them. And they are saddled with a debt that they can almost never get out from underneath. And it seems like we're driving more and more towards education being part of that 1% too, and not for anybody else. And so as a labor movement, we want our children to be educated, but we also want them to respect the fact that all work has dignity. We seem to not be able to give them either of those things. What role does higher ed play?
Well, I think we can. I mean, the sharp rise in tuition, which is it leads to really onerous debt problems. And as you say, these are problems that a kid can't get out of. You can't declare bankruptcy. You can garnish Social Security, you know. People can live with it for their lives. I don't think there's any economic basis for this. I think there's pretty good evidence for that. So just take a look around the world. I mean, maybe the most successful so-called capitalist, state capitalist economy is Germany. That's free education. Nordic countries have free education. Mexico, poor country, has free education. A pretty high level, in fact. If you go to go to UNAM, you know, the main university, very high quality, terrible salaries, but it's a poor country. But they have free education. You go to take the United States. Back in the 1940s and the 1950s, this was a much poorer country than it is now. I mean, far poorer. But it basically had free higher education. The GI Bill, I mean, it was kind of race-based. There were a lot of things wrong with it. But it did offer free education to a large, huge number of people who had never have gone to college before. And not only education, but support. And it was very good for them. It was very good for the country. This is the highest growth period in the country's history. And then it was a poorer country. So why do we have to have tuitions shooting up, not only here, but in England and elsewhere? Same is happening at the state college level. The funding of colleges in the states has been sharply declining here too, but many places just going way down. All right, this is all part of the same neoliberal policies of shifting the burdens onto the people who are vulnerable and protecting the rich and powerful because they don't want to pay taxes. Okay, all the same policies. And I, again, like I said before, there's nothing, you know, it's not graven in stone. It doesn't have to be like this. These policies can be reversed. It's in the universities themselves, colleges and universities. The workforce is being treated kind of like what's happening in industry. So, for example, the faculty is declining significantly relative to both administrators. The administrative class is just shooting sky high, you know, deans and sub-deans and provosts and one thing or another. And also a shift to temporary workers who are much more easily kicked in the face. So adjuncts, graduate students, you know, people who can't defend themselves are doing more and more of the work. And there's a limit on tenured faculty, and it's reducing. The basic thrust is get rid of the permanent faculty and use temporary workers who don't have any protection. It's terrible for the educational system. It's good for the, you know, the trustees and the interests they represent. But it certainly doesn't have to happen. It's happening in Europe, too. The Bologna protocols, as they were called, essentially are designed to undercut what was, the university system, the idea that the university ought to be debt-free from outside pressure, and dedicated to pursuit of knowledge and understanding. I mean, it's an ideal that wasn't observed, but it's a very important ideal. That's being undercut by EU decisions, in Britain by government decisions, to try to turn the universities into essentially business-oriented enterprises. There was an article about it about a good educational analyst in Britain recently who said that the Tory government in England is trying to turn first-class universities into third-class commercial institutions, making it, you know, a requirement on, say, the classics department at Oxford that if they want to hire somebody, they have to show that they can survive on the market. I mean, you know, this is monstrous in terms of the whole history of what civilization has been about for the last couple hundred years. But all of this is part of the basic neoliberal framework. And it certainly doesn't have to happen. And it, you, like you say, it's a terrible burden for young people. Actually, a lot worse in Europe. So say in Italy, I don't know the exact number, but kids who get out of the university are just living at home because they can't possibly afford to, an apartment. They can't get decent jobs. It's a terrible effect on coming generations.
Well, I want to thank you. And, okay. You've got some...